This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. And this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month. To promote Dash on the air, visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. Big thanks to everyone who is joining us to listen today. Normally we have a podcast called Good Morning Liberty, which we run every single day of the week. And so if you're listening to us on the radio right now, it's Liberty at Night. Make sure you go to goodmorningliberty.us. Go to joingmail.com if you want to listen to the show live every single day. And make sure you go look at some merch. We got all kinds of merch on our website. Go to goodmorningliberty.us and hit that. Find us on TikTok, on Twitter, or X, on Instagram, all those places. And at Good Morning Liberty, we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to. Smash that follow button, smash that subscribe button. And as you can tell, the first thing that we're talking about today is the election of a libertarian president in the country on planet Earth. And I don't know if your mom just said good morning from downstairs. So I guess we have an audience right now. They can probably hear us yelling and all that. So we have a libertarian president of a country on planet Earth. And I don't know how many times that has happened in history other than some of the first presidents of America, I guess. What are you frowning about right now?
Weird pop-ups happening.
Oh. anyway, so we'll talk about Javier Milei a little bit, and then if we have some time, we'll talk about what's going on with Elon Musk and Media Matters and X and his lawsuit that is about to take place. I started this off with a quote here from President-elect Milei. He says, I just saw this one this morning. I thought it was pretty good. The state is a pedophile in a kindergarten with the children chained up and bathed in Vaseline. So I think that's a great way of describing the state.
That was translated.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He said that in Spanish, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely how, that's not how he said it, but that's how we say it. Let's talk about some good things first. So the media, our news media, is sounding the alarm on Argentina's new far-right Trump radical president. And it has me asking what it even means to be far-right. Like, if you come in as a almost anarchist, minarchist, and that makes you far-right, I don't really know what scale they're using. Now, in some culture things, I guess he comes out far-right, but not far-right on economics.
Also Trump-like.
Yeah. Yeah. And what they mean is he is abrasive and he says whatever's on his mind. He's not afraid of making people upset when he's talking. He's not afraid of calling people out. He's not afraid of saying offensive things.
He's very much populist. I mean,
he is a populist. That's true.
By the way, if you go back and watch the debate I did with Amanda, it would take a populist message for a libertarian to win.
Mm-hmm. And
this is proof in the tapioca pudding.
And unfortunately, my argument's going to be that that's not actually enough. But I don't want to rain on the parade yet. But I am going to nate this thing eventually in this conversation, because I had a great conversation with a guy named Marcos Falcone, I think was his name. And
Falcone.
Yeah, we talked about Javier Milei. He is a political scientist in Argentina. And he said, no, there's not actually a libertarian revolution happening in Argentina right now. People are just upset. And he's the guy who's saying he's going to tear the whole thing down. But they, it's not like there's a bunch of anarchists running around down there or straight up libertarians reading Rothbard and stuff like that. They're just mad about the way things are. And if this doesn't go well, they'll topple him within a year. So that's what he's up against right now.
Does he have a dog named Rothbard?
I don't know.
I think I saw that. I've seen,
I heard something about a dog. I did hear something about a dog. Yeah. So the Washington Post says Argentina set for sharp right turn as Trump-like radical wins the presidency. A radical libertarian and admirer of Donald Trump wrote a wave of voter rage to win Argentina's presidency on Sunday, crushing the political establishment and bringing the sharpest turn to the right in four decades of democracy in the country. Javier Milei, 53-year-old far-right economist and former television pundit with no governing experience. See, they say the same thing about Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine, I bet, when they talk about him being the president.
Exactly.
Claimed nearly...
No, this is making him like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no governing experience. Claimed nearly 56% of the vote in a stunning upset over certain... It wasn't stunning at all.
Like no, most people knew this was happening. Yeah.
The center-left economy minister has struggled to resolve the country's worst economic crisis in two decades that he created.
Exactly. He has the governing experience.
Yeah, no, this is the crisis this is him that did this. That's why he lost the election. Even before the official results have been announced Sunday night, Massa acknowledged defeat and congratulated Milei. He said, I'm not your Massa no more. Voters in this nation of 46 million demanded a drastic change from a government that has sent the peso tumbling, inflation skyrocketing, and more than 40% of the population into poverty.
Woo.
40%.
And that's like real poverty, by the way. This is American poverty standards.
That's not like you're on a crappy cell phone
plan.
This is
like you're back to living on less than a dollar a day.
That's not like your data gets throttled after 100 gigs kind of poverty.
No.
You know?
No, this is like you're less than a dollar a day in today's money.
Okay.
Literally today's money.
With me, I don't know what their actual poverty, I don't know if they're talking about absolute poverty or not when they say that, but it's, I'm not sure.
Well, think about it, okay? What is it? $1 equals 2,500 pesos now in Argentina, something like that?
It's more like 1,000.
1,200?
Something like that.
But still, you know, imagine, let's say you make 10,000 pesos a month,
mm-hmm.
You know?
That's not a lot.
Now you're only literally making $10 a month.
It's a lot of pesos.
Yeah.
It's a ton of pesos.
Now you're only making $10 a month. You make 100,000 pesos a month, which I don't know what the average salary is in Argentina. Could probably look that up.
Probably could.
But 100,000, you're only making 100 bucks a month.
With Milei,
100 U.S. dollars.
Argentina takes a leap into the unknown with a leader promising to shatter the entire system. In his first speech as president-elect, Milei told Argentines that, quote, the model of decadence has reached its end. There is no turning back. Enough of the impoverishing power of the castle. Today, we once again embrace the model of liberty to once again become a world power. His supporters joined him in shouting, long live freedom. Damn it. It's a quote. I didn't say that, Mom. That's what he said. Okay, or the crowd said. Crowds are crazy, okay? Wielding chainsaws on the campaign trail, the wild-haired Milei vowed to slash public spending in the country heavily dependent on government subsidies. He pledged to dollarize the economy, shut down the central bank, and cut the number of government ministries from 18 to 8. His rallying campaign cry was a takedown of the country's political caste, an Argentine version of Trump's drain the swamp. So if you say that you're going to take down the political elites, that's just like Trump saying drain the swamp. And that's why he's just like Donald Trump, of course.
By the way, average salary is 45,000 pesos.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's rough.
So.
That is rough. That's just above a dollar a day.
You know? Yep. That's for your average salary.
Yeah, they make
so like now 40% are in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they probably are below a dollar today.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just do a little math in today's money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's today's money.
Massa sought to stoke fear over a Milei presidency. Massa was the economy minister. The minister of the bad economy, over a Milei presidency they argued could threaten Argentina's democracy and way of life. Of course, electing this guy who wants to destroy the political caste as a threat to democracy, just like Donald Trump. But ultimately, anger won over fear. For many Argentines, the bigger risk was more the same. As a quote from an Argentine, who said, "We don't have anything to lose. We've had this type of government for so many years and things are only getting worse." That is correct. Why be scared of just of trying something else? What you're doing isn't working. A Milei presidency brings the far right to power in the third largest economy in Latin America. I still don't know what they mean by far right when they're using this terminology. And it could have profound implications for the region and the world. In a continent dominated by leftist leaders, Milei could create tensions with governments he has attacked, including crucial trading partner and neighbor Brazil. In an era of growing Chinese influence in Latin America, Milei could become the region's most vocal antagonist to a country he once called an assassin, China. He's got good words for stuff, yeah. You know? He's good at this stuff. Milei made a name for himself as a television pundit who insulted other guests, and he has shown a tendency to fight with the news media. He has circulated conspiracy theories and raised unsubstantiated claims about electoral fraud. I bet you there's absolutely no electoral fraud in Argentina.
No.
They've got that stuff on the wraps, okay? Yeah. The total conspiracy theories.
I just love their just projection and, you know, just trying to attack someone because they believe differently. And they try to do it in this liberal arts way.
Well, they're afraid of losing power, so they try to make you scared of this person, and they try to tear him down and delegitimize them, you know. He has branded Pope Francis, an Argentine, an evil leftist. Climate change, he says, is a socialist lie. He would hold a referendum to undo the three-year-old law that legalized abortion. Many Argentines chose to overlook the Milei messages that made them uncomfortable. For some, a vote for the outsider was a reluctant yet strategic vote. So that's for the Washington Post. And this kind of thing keeps going. New York Times says Argentina elects Javier Milei in a victory for the far right. You know, and it's like, what does this even mean? I don't even understand what this means.
Yeah.
Like the far right, how far right? Like Hitler far right? Are they saying he's Hitler?
Embrace of conspiracy theories. What conspiracy theories is he embracing that hasn't come, that have not come true?
I don't know. I think saying that climate change is a socialist lie is one of the main things. What he says mostly about climate change is that there's no proof that it's human caused, that is the socialist lie. Anyway, Milei's election is a victory.
I'm looking up some of these numbers, by the way.
Oh, for the economy?
You guys think you have bad in America. My God in heaven.
Not good, huh?
Hallowed be thy name in a helicopter. It is bad. Well, I found another on numbeo.com. I don't know how.
That's my favorite site.
Updated for 2023.
Yeah, I go there every morning.
It says the average... This one is saying the average net salary after taxes is about $400, but the average rent is $200.
Ooh.
Outside the city.
Yeah.
$300, close to $300 if you're in the city. That's for one bedroom.
Mm. Okay.
And then the mortgage interest rate is 53% if you want a mortgage.
Yeah. That's a lot.
53%.
Mm-hmm.
You guys think 8% is bad.
That's a little too high. I'm not sure I'd be buying a place at 53%, you know.
Preschool or kindergarten is $131 a month. And this is all in dollars, by the way. If you want a private primary school, it's $4,000 a year. People can't afford anything.
No. That's why so many people live on government welfare there to try and make up for it, which then just pushes the prices even higher. And they're not taking in enough tax money because they've nationalized all the businesses and businesses have left. And so they're not taking in the money they need to even pay for the government subsidies to the people that they send. So they print it, which is why their inflation rate is 140%. That number of 53% for a mortgage or, you know, for that's not even high enough, honestly, for there. They have 140% inflation rate. At that rate, the bank loses a ton of money
still
at the end of the loan.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we have interest on things and not just, you know, we look at usury. Of course, they go a little bit above what the inflation is. But when a bank loans you money and they're going to get that money back over 30 years, they have to calculate what they think the inflation rate will be year over year. So when they get all that money back, it's actually worth it to them, and they didn't take a huge hit on that at the end of the day. So that's why the rates have to go up when you're in a high inflation environment. And they got 140% year over year right now.
I saw a really good point from Hannah Cox, who is on Base Politics, also does a lot of stuff on her own too as well. She made a really good point.
I retweeted that one.
About how Argentina finally, or, you know, they elected this person, Milei. But she also made the point of, do we have to get to that point before we realize that we need to do something to turn everything around? Because we're far, looking at these numbers, I didn't realize it was this bad. I knew it was bad, but this is, if you just think about what these people are going through, it's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
They say 40% into poverty, and that's like real poverty, like they're, actual poverty.
They're like a few years away from being Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know?
So does America have to get to that point, or can we look at some of this stuff and be like, okay, let's try to turn this ship around before we are actually starving in the streets?
Unfortunately, the answer is no. We will not do that.
Because this guy's terrible. This guy's a terrible person. We're reading about how terrible he is.
Well, it's actually, here's the reason. This happened because so many people are upset. This didn't happen because a whole bunch of Ayn Rand books went out to everyone 5 years ago, and I finally got through Atlas Shrugged, and they were like, oh, okay, well, we should vote for a libertarian because that's the way to do it. No, they did it
because there's enough people that are backed into a corner.
Yeah, and so they're saying we have to go for someone who's going to change things. And it didn't, that's the problem here, is that this probably didn't happen because of some libertarian philosophical revolution happened in the country. It happened because these people have no other option but to try something different from what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what has to happen.
Some days I'm with Councilman Yep here in our live group, Fed Haters Club. He said, let's speed this train up so we can fix things fast. He's voting for Sanders and AOC in 24.
Collapsitarianism. That's the way to do it.
Sometimes I think we may need to go there.
I think we will go there.
Let's go ahead and
burn. Take a long time.
Let's burn it up quicker so that we can get the liberty faster.
There we go. Let me see. They mentioned Donald Trump, of course.
I will say, Bolsonaro, luckily, Argentina Brazil. Didn't break out into a civil war. That's a good point by Copperhead. You know, it didn't take a civil war
for this to happen.
For this to happen.
Yeah.
Enough people were back into the corner. They were able to peacefully elect someone who knows what's going to happen. It, like, can he actually get rid of the central bank? Probably not.
No.
Can he actually institute a lot of the things that he wants? Probably not.
Well, the thing is,
he's going to receive a lot of pushback. But I'm hoping, obviously, as a libertarian, we're hoping this experiment goes well.
The thing is, if the videos we see of him are from, like, of him pulling all those names off the board, you know, afuera. You know, he pulls off these things. He's changed his tune a bit, like, in the last couple of months, and that's what Marcos, who was on the show a couple of months ago, was telling me, that he's actually backed off on a lot of these radical policies, what some would consider radical, because he needs the support of the labor unions and people like that to actually get anything done. And so it's not going to be the crazy abrupt change that a lot of libertarians are expecting to happen. At the end of this part right here, it says, still some political analysts say that Mr. Milei's ascent reflects many Argentines' desperation for change rather than support for his far-right ideology. Some voters share his extreme views, but there are others who voted for him because they see Milei a way to express their frustration in the face of an economic and political reality that has been ugly to them for a long time. Says a professor.
Why has
of
it been ugly to them?
That's the thing. Like, will they? It's still going to help. Like, a lot of people are going to adopt this philosophy because this is happening. But I'm still personally worried about what happens when the transition takes place because there's going to be a lot of pain during the transition when you're moving from I'm living off of government money to I have to get a job or, you know, and actually work for the money. Or maybe I'm going to get even more poor for a minute because the government has to stop paying out this money and these subsidies. And things are going to be tough for a period of a few years. And if this abrupt change doesn't happen and work and show signs of actually having more prosperity within one term of his, then he's not going to get reelected or whatever. I don't know how often you can run. I don't know if you get one term or two or 18 over there. You know, some countries it doesn't matter.
Did you see Trump's comments, previous slide?
Yeah, that he was proud of him.
He was proud of him. Yeah. He's going to make Argentina great again.
Yeah. MAGA, still MAGA. Quote, they don't look at Milei's ideology. They see that Milei is angry and that Milei is proposing a break. Failed economic policies have long left Argentina with one of the world's most perpetually unstable economies. Yet even by its standards, the country is in one of its worst crises. Annual inflation that soared past 140%, the third highest rate in the world. More than 2 in 5 Argentines now live in poverty, and the value of Argentine's currency has plummeted. In April 2020, the start of the pandemic, $1 bought 80 pesos. This week, $1 bought nearly 1,000 pesos.
Jesus Christ.
Whew.
So
that's not good.
Literally, if you're making, the average is 45,000 pesos a month.
Mm-hmm.
You're making $45.
Yeah.
45 bucks a month.
That's $1.50 a day. There you go.
Hardly get the upgrade for Netflix for that price, you know? You only support one Netflix account.
Yeah. Economists and political analysts have said Mr. Milei lacks the political support and the economic conditions to pull off such a radical change. His nascent Liberty Advances Party holds just 7 of the 72 seats in Argentina's Senate and 38 of the 257 in its House. Mr. Milei has recently softened some proposals after blowback. So we'll see what happens. People in the group saying, yeah, he's acknowledged this, that this is going to have to be gradual. It's not exactly going to be the image of a chainsaw cutting through or blowing up the central bank or anything like that. Like that, and it does take time to do this. You can't just do it overnight.
It took time to get here.
So, but like in that, in the interview I'm referencing, which I re-released this morning, just so people could hear us talking about it. My fear is what happens if things do get worse before they get better in this transition, because if the population is just upset about the terrible conditions that they're living in and they're not actually on board with the philosophic change that he's trying to implement, then they'll throw him off the plank. Just as fast as the last guy, mm-hmm. You know, because if they're voting based on what their personal financial conditions are and not because they believe in liberty and they believe in personal property and free market capitalism and all this, and they've agreed that it's going to take 10 years for this to happen, then you might not even make it a full term. All right, a little bit more of my Debbie Downerism, I guess, when it comes to Javier Milei. We'll be talking about that, and then, of course, we'll be doing Don't Bleep of the Week.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas has been reached regarding the release of hostages. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller addressed the ongoing negotiations.
We are hopeful to have some good news for the hostages and their families. We're hopeful we can start bringing some of them home.
The proposed deal involves a multi-day ceasefire with approximately 50 Israeli and international hostages set to be freed in stages. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. Anticipated weather conditions, including heavy rain and thunderstorms along the coast extending to the Mid-Atlantic, with the possibility of a wintry mix in the New England area. Following a landslide in southeast Alaska on Monday night, one person has died and others are currently missing. Three homes were in the path of the landslide. Authorities are cautioning people to stay away to mitigate the risk of additional landslides. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
All right, welcome back to Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie. I've been strategically downplaying the rise of Javier Milei.
This is still a net win for Liberty.
Of course it is.
It's going to turn more people to the ideology of liberty or libertarianism or whatever, and I think it's going to move more people globally into that movement, regardless of whether the majority, you know, out him.
The reason I bring it up
a couple years or not.
The reason I bring it up is not to rain on the parade. Which it sounds, I mean, I've already done that quite a bit.
Typically what you do.
I know. And the reason I bring it up
if you want your dreams to die, bring them to Nate. It's, you know that, you know where they say where dreams go to die?
That's my house.
That's Nate's house.
Yeah.
Any dream you have, it doesn't matter. If you're like, man, I dream of having a family one day, tell that to Nate. And your family dreams will die right there.
The reason I bring it up is our country and Argentina and all the other countries, I want these changes to truly happen. And for them to really happen, it needs to happen truly in the population and not just the guy, the executive at the top doing this. Because for it to really stick, for it to really last, the change has to happen in the people. And the people elected him. He won 56-44, which is a landslide. It's the most popular victory in 40 years, like since they became a democracy. And so he's the most popularly elected president that they've had in that time frame. For this to really stick, the change has to happen in the population philosophically. And that's, you can't stop working on that because the election was won. You know, you got to keep preaching these principles and this philosophy, and that's our job. That's what we do.
Hey, you know what? The Fed Haters Club did a really good analogy here with Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
And you're Red. Yeah. I have hope that we're going to get out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I dream and I do things to accomplish that.
Yeah, but at the end, it's Andy loses hope and Red's trying to keep him, you know, from hanging himself or whatever, you know, saying you can't talk like that, you know.
Well,
you know, at the end, he's leaning up against the wall, he's sitting up against the wall and he's talking all sad. It's like, I killed a Red. I didn't pull the trigger. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was right before he escaped.
I know.
He wasn't actually going to do it. He was just having a moment of self-reflection, which hardly anybody can do.
All right, one really funny thing that's doing great on our Twitter right now. You search Javier Milei, and we're actually in the search results.
Oh, nice.
This is from a CNN article. It says far right outsider Javier Milei wins Argentina's presidency, and just below it, the bullet point: Milei's victory puts the peso's future in doubt.
Because it's doing well right now.
It's doing so good right now.
Yeah.
Now, someone pointed out. And I'll be honest, he literally wants to go away from the peso and use the American dollar instead. So he is literally putting the future of the Argentine peso in doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what they meant.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And the funny part is I read the article, and they don't. It's not an economic article at all. They don't mention the peso. They don't mention that. They say one line about dollarizing, and the rest of it is just all the bullet points that we've already gone through and everything else. Trump, this, Bolsonaro, that, far right, this, far right, that. And I just brought up the chart of the peso over the last 10 years. And as far as the future being in doubt.
Shorted that.
Yeah. And it was good. It was falling even before that. That's just a 10-year button that I hit on the chart. But even then, this is compared to the U.S. dollar. It was, let's just say, 0.16 to the U.S. dollar. And then now it's 0.002. I believe.
If you're trading currencies, yeah, this is...
You want to short that, yeah. Or you want to buy the dollar versus the Argentine peso.
Yeah.
And then you look at the inflation, 142.7% in October, year over year, projected to go up to 180% by, like, December.
Woo!
And it's just, it's skyrocketing. This is hyperinflation territory. Their average since 2017 is 57.6% inflation. We talked about 9.1% under Biden last summer, and you're talking about 142 year over year and projected to go up to 180, and then it's going to be up in the 200s before you can even turn this ship around. It's a tough ship to turn around right now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Tenacious Nick D said it's sad the USD is a better model. It is. And actually, you look at the U.S., the dollar has actually been really strong over the last few years. Because they compare it to a lot of the other currencies around the world, and it's actually been pretty strong since COVID in relation to all of the others. So that's our talk on Javier Milei. I know I say a lot of negative things. Like Charlie said, this is overall a good thing. What I worry about, see, I couldn't hold off and just say positive things.
It's not Wipeout Wednesday.
The problem is, if it doesn't go well, if the change is not real in the population, this could actually end up being a very negative thing for liberty. As the interviewer referenced again, he said this could end up having the word liberty banned for the next 30 years from public discourse if this goes poorly for them. So that's what I worry about when it comes to things like this. My bad.
Yeah.
Nate is Eeyore.
Okay. I guess I'll go home now.
I just want it to be real, okay? Anyway, let's...
You always think about how things can go wrong. You know what my therapist said to me not that long ago? He said the what-if game goes both ways.
Yeah.
What if everything goes right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I just think it's good to...
Which, by the way, you can find a great therapist at BetterHelp.
.com/GML and get 10% off your first month. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Man, daylight savings time just happened.
It did.
I got to tell you, I hate it.
Does
and
it
the
make-
reason I hate it is because it gets dark. And darkness leads to being sad.
It can. And we're coming up on the holidays, too, and that's the time of the year that people get really sad as well. You know, you're dealing with your families and stuff like that. A lot of scheduling things that happen. I get super stressed out about all the scheduling. So what, do you have issues with that?
Then it doesn't last long enough.
Yeah.
Because, like, the holidays can be really fun. But it's really about the sun.
That's really what it is.
It gets dark, mm-hmm. and then I get dark.
But doing therapy, by the way, could be kind of a bright spot, Charlie. I know that you do some therapy with your BetterHelp guy every now and then, and that can kind of be a little ray of sunshine.
It's actually
you're
amazing.
Missing that. Yeah,
yeah. I love BetterHelp. It's one of my favorite things to look forward to
has
through
it,
the week.
Has it actually helped?
Yeah, a lot.
I know.
You know what's happened this past year. So
I've done therapy too, by the way. Not with BetterHelp, but I've done therapy and it helps. So I mean I know so some people are reluctant to do that and maybe it could be tough to talk about things, but trust me, you're not going to regret it. You'll be happy that you did it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML.
Elon Musk is threatening a thermonuclear lawsuit.
That's a dangerous lawsuit.
Against media. The lawsuit to end all lawsuits against Media Watchdog calls advertisers oppressors. Okay. He's talking about Media Matters, which is a left-wing organization that their goal is to try and get advertising to stop on anything to the right of Bernie Sanders. And so if any advertising happens, they try to find a word, or they can take stuff out of context, or they can take a controversial thing that you said, and they try to lobby those advertisers for the company to stop their advertising, or else they'll blast out that your company supports people who say things like this. So, and it is my goal in life to get on their radar. That's what I've been wanting to do this whole time.
Mm-hmm. I think we're probably, we're not on the radar, but if they watched any of our stuff, we would be on their list.
So there's this thing that happened last week. X started losing a bunch of advertisers like Apple and Microsoft or IBM and all these big companies pulled out. And it was because of this report from Media Matters. And what they showed them was that their ads were getting served up next to like pro-Hitler tweets. I'm not just talking about people who are voting for Donald Trump. I'm talking about people who were actually praising Hitler. And I'm not talking about that journalist from the New York Times either, you know, like actual Nazis.
Yeah.
And so these days you look at a post as you're going through, there's advertisements under the post. And so the people that post that can make money off of that. Okay. And so they showed that there were some, an Apple advertisement under like a thing praising Hitler, you know, what people think a spiritual awakening looks like. And it's this girl doing yoga. And at the bottom, the spiritual awakening is actually Hitler and a bunch of crazy people. And there's an Apple ad beneath it. So they got this report over to these people and a bunch of people dropped off. What Musk is finding out is that Media Matters created 3 accounts and followed 30 accounts similar to the ones in the article. They then constantly refresh the timeline. 13 times the number of ads served to this user as opposed to the median user. 50 impressions served against the content in the article out of 5.5 billion that were served for the whole day. And basically they created new accounts, followed very specific accounts to tailor ads to that person, and then went to a controversial post and kept refreshing that post until an ad finally popped up underneath it. And that's
screenshot it.
And that's what happened. They screenshot it. They did a report, and now all these people are backing out. Okay. And so now he's saying that he's going to sue them. Let me just get to their blog post on this. This is what X put out about what Media Matters is doing. Charlie, go ahead.
All right, here are the facts on Media Matters research. To manipulate the public and advertisers, Media Matters created an alternate account and curated the posts and advertising appearing on the account's timeline to misinform advertisers about the placement of their posts. These contrived experiences could be applied to any platform. Once they curated their feed, they repeatedly refreshed their timelines to find a rare instance of ads serving next to the content they chose to follow. Our logs indicate they forced a scenario resulting in 13 times the number of ads served compared to the median ads served to an X user. Of the 5.5 billion ad impressions on X that day, less than 50 total ad impressions were served against all of the organic content featured in the Media Matters article. For one brand showcased in the article, one of its ads ran adjacent to a post two times, and that ad was seen in that setting by only two users, one of which was the author of the Media Matters article. For another brand showcased in the article, two of its ads served adjacent to two posts three times, and that ad was only seen in that setting by one user, the author of the Media Matters article.
Meaning the screenshot that we just showed, that ad that showed up under the pro-Hitler, pro-Nazi post could be the one where literally that Media Matters author is the only person that saw that ad next to that post. No one else saw it.
And they were trying to get it there.
And they just kept refreshing until an ad finally popped up.
Media Matters article also highlights nine posts they believe should not be allowed on X. Upon evaluation, only one of the nine organic posts featured in the article violated our content policies, and we've taken action on it under our freedom of speech, not reach enforcement approach.
So that's their explanation.
I'm kind of torn on this, though, because in a free market, you know, with freedom of speech, I think Media Matters can do this, and then this is the where the war should play out.
Their argument,
not in a lawsuit.
The argument is that they misrepresented to the companies the actual situation.
Then it's X's job to go back to the companies and say, "Hey, you're following misinformation. Here's the proof," and then get those advertisers back.
But now what they're doing,
that's freedom of speech.
Because now what happens,
voting with dollars is freedom of speech too.
If those companies come back,
I think we're going to disagree on this one.
If they listen to I'll get you. if they listen to Elon Musk and he's like, hey, no, this is a sham. And let's say Apple is like, okay, we're going to start doing ads on X again. Well, that does damage to Apple's reputation because according to all the people who watch the news, that means Apple is okay with their ads being served next to pro-Hitler posts. Like, the story's already gone out. The damage has been done, and the damage was done by Media Matters misrepresenting to these companies and getting them to pull out to begin with. Now, if those companies go back, they're going to have brand damage associated with them because of this, because the story's already happened.
Does this qualify under any type of slander? I guess reputation damage.
Yeah.
I mean,
for those companies, like, it's already gone up.
Well, I meant for X, though.
Like, yeah.
So you're manipulating data to ruin the reputation of a company. I don't know. This is tricky.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, I already told you I'd get you on that.
No, I'm just saying it's tricky.
Here's an interesting post. So Stephen Miller, who worked for Trump at some point in time, that becomes important later on, basically saying that they committed fraud by doing this because they are an actual organization and their job is to present this data to companies on what's going on with their advertising. And by doing what they did, they're saying that that was fraud. Stephen Miller says fraud is both a civil and criminal violation. There are 24+ conservative state attorneys general. Elon Musk responds saying, interesting, both civil and criminal, .. And when he says stuff like that, I always go, interesting, both civil and criminal, yeah. That's what I hear him saying it as, like with a top hat, maybe. Something like that. Civil and criminal, yeah. Okay, so that leads to this article headline, Elon Musk and Trump aide want journalists jailed over ex-Hitler expose. That was the post right there. All he says is fraud is a civil and criminal violation. And Elon Musk says, eh. And here's the article headline. Elon Musk and Trump aide want journalists jailed over the Twitter ex-Hitler expose from Media Matters. Now, all they point to, not any other words that anyone said, all they point to is this right there. That's it. And then they talk about the same story that we just told you. Users pulling out because of this thing going on. And there's a paragraph dedicated to saying this exchange right here that happened.
Yeah.
I get that from...
So Steven said, meh, and Elon responded, meh, they support Hitler.
I get that from Titanic when he's like, perhaps we should do the women and children first. And the captain's like, women and children first, meh. Anyhow, that's like the article. An advisor to former President Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey have called for journalists at Media Matters to be jailed. Over report. Now, just saying that it's a criminal violation could be a fine or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what the exact statute says has to happen, but they haven't even called for them to be jailed. They just acknowledge the fact that if they are guilty of fraud, that is both a civil and a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Violation. So anyway, that could have been like a dumb belief.
I still don't know. This is tricky. This is tricky.
I think it's well within X's rights to sue Media Matters if they found that they were fraudulently manipulating the system, you know, to do damage to them. And you got to ask, like, why would they do this outside of, you know, whether or not they have the right to do it. But why are they doing this? They're doing it because they don't like the fact that there's free speech, kind of, on Twitter, X. They don't like the fact that people like me and you, or people like some of the doctors that were censored during the COVID times, or even Trump, or anyone like that, has the ability to go on X and reach millions of people by posting things. They want to shut that down. They want it censored because they're a far left extremist organization that wants only left wing voices to be able to make any money off of ads, which is how you eventually shut people down. Like you, believe it or not, folks, eventually you got to make money doing this or you'll stop doing it.
Also, I'm not saying you might turn me. I'm just thinking this through. If they do file a lawsuit, that could lead to an investigation, which could then... you could get the electronic communication at Media Matters and mm-hmm. find out what the motivation was behind mm-hmm. putting this article together.
Yep. That's why it's...
And yeah. So filing a lawsuit opens up the avenue to subpoena records, and you could find out what the motivation was behind these types of things. And then you could prove fraud.
You could get them saying in a Slack channel, yeah, we're just going to create these we're going to create these profiles, and we're going to like these specific people, and then we're just going to go to a post and keep refreshing it, and eventually their system's going to let an ad come through, you know, and you just kind of get detailed information on how they planned to take down X, why they planned to take down X. And this is like the biggest organization doing this. They do this for everyone on Fox and Newsmax and OAN. They do it for the podcast world. They literally have people who listen to every big podcast and try to find things that they said that are objectionable, and they take that and they take it to the show's advertisers, and they try to get them demonetized as a way of taking down those talking points from being in the public ear holes.
Interesting.
So it would be good. It'd be good, I think, for this to come out and for Media Matters to take a hit on this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, especially if they willfully, fraudulently did this, as it seems they may have.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I still feel like you can beat them with the truth.
Maybe, unless they try to bankrupt him. You know? I mean, you're talking... The problem with Musk is that he's got loans and that he has to sell Tesla shares for to try and pay the loans for Twitter for X.
And the interest keeps going up.
And there's an incentive to take down X so you can also take down Tesla so you can fully destroy Elon Musk, you know, and all of his net worth. So there's a, you know,
you're saying there is a Dr. Evil?
There's a lot of doctors, a whole hospital full of.
With a mini me?
Doctors Evil. Yeah.
In a lair?
Probably in a lair.
With sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their freaking heads, probably?
Probably, yeah.
Hmm.
Laser beams.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Mike Myers wasn't too far off.
Nope. He was right on. All right, man, let's go.
All right, if you enjoyed today's episode or not, share it with a friend or don't. and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and go follow us on X as they're trying to take it down. You know, go follow us there. Actually, we have a bunch of social media.
Yeah.
TikToks.
TikTok Anonymous.
TikToks Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on there. YouTube, Instagram, Facebooks. Where else?
That's
Odyssey.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Rumble.
It's so bad that Odyssey. Rumble. I wish Odyssey was more popular.
The Rumble?
Rumble, yeah.
Let's get ready to Rumble.
Odyssey is the best video platform. Like the thing for.
Yeah.
I mean, it runs so smooth. So much better than YouTube.
Go follow us or don't. And share the front. Hey, you know what? I hope everyone has a pretty good Thanksgiving. You know, I've been negative recently. And you guys listening to the show. And I've told you I don't care whether or not you have a good day or bad day. I'm being sincere when I do hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
How about that?
I am being sincere. Some people are alone on holidays, and that's sad.
So you'll be positive when it comes to genociding Native Americans.
Well, I'm just, when people are able to get together.
Okay.
I really believe in community. I believe in human beings being able to be in the same room.
I wish I shared your feelings on
this. I know. I just, if you were actually alone, Nate.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's true. I've never actually been alone.
Exactly. Because you're scared to be by yourself. That's why. Even though you don't like a whole bunch of people,
mm-hmm.
but you wouldn't like being in solitary, would you?
I don't know. There's no way of knowing.
For a week or two max.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
We're still recording right now.
I hope that you have a good holiday. And, yeah, if you don't have anywhere to go, Fed Haters Club has my address.
There you go. If you just want to go have Thanksgiving dinner with Charlie, you can do that. That'd be just fine. Now, I want to tell you before we get into Dumb Bleep of the Week that, of course, we have a show every single day of the week called Good Morning Liberty, which you can find on your favorite podcast app. You can even find this full 3-hour episode of Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live channel on your favorite podcast app. So you want to go look those up. Make sure you follow. Make sure you subscribe. We put up a video of every day's episode. So if you want to see our faces or if you want to see the videos and slides that we're referring to or data, whatever it is, go do that. You can go to goodmorningliberty.us and get some of our merch. You can just go to godhatesfeds.com and get one of those beautiful God Hates Feds shirts. And if you hear people hanging out with us live, that's because they went to joingml.com and join the Fed Haters Club. Coming right up is Dumb Bleep of the Week.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.